Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We're here to give you, as parents and educators, a quick look inside the topics your students are exploring today.
That's right. Just a fast way to get up to speed on the news and discussions happening in the educational tools like The Juice.
Exactly.
Okay, first up, something pretty remarkable from the UK. It's about Huntington's disease.
Right. That's the fatal genetic condition. Attacks the brain.
Yes, precisely. It targets neurons, causes really debilitating symptoms like cognitive decline, spastic movements, usually shows up between ages 30 and 50.
Awful. But there's a new treatment.
A potential one, yeah. Doctors are using a harmless virus, delivering gene-edited DNA into the brain. The idea is to shut down the production of the toxic protein that causes the disease.
And the results sound promising.
Very. They described initial results as spectacular, slowing the disease progression by something like 75%. They're hoping it could lead to a cure eventually.
That's incredible science. But it does bring up questions, doesn't it? Like the ethics of using gene editing.
Absolutely. That's a key discussion point. What are the ethical lines when we use tech this powerful? And also, how can just one single gene cause such widespread problems? Big topics.
Okay, shifting from editing genes to editing voices, there was a backlash involving the Tomb Raider games.
Yeah, this one caused quite a stir. The game's publisher used AI, specifically unauthorized AI, for the French voice of Lara Croft.
Unauthorized, meaning they didn't ask the original actress.
Exactly. They replaced Françoise Cadol without her knowledge. Mm. But, you know, the fans, they noticed almost immediately.
Ah, so the gaming community pushed back.
Big time. Especially the Francophone community. There were online protests, and the publisher, Asper, had to apologize and pull the AI voice work.
It really highlights that whole issue of AI potentially replacing creative jobs like voice actors.
It certainly does.
Yeah.
It makes you ask, how should we regulate this kind of tech? And when does copying someone's voice or their image become, well, theft, intellectual property issues?
Definitely something students are probably thinking about, too. Okay, next story is a bit different, a fugitive cow.
Ah, yeah. Mutilda. She escaped from a slaughterhouse in Arizona, ran for miles.
Wow. And what happened?
Well, she was eventually caught, but a local sanctuary owner, Amy Takaha, jumped into action. She launched the social media campaign.
Max to save her.
Yep. Raised the $2,500 needed to buy Mutilda in just under 12 hours. So now Mutilda's safe at the sanctuary. Even found a friend, apparently, named Adorable.
That's quite the story. It really shows the power of social media for quick action, doesn't it?
It does. And it brings up that, quote, a life without freedom is no life at all. Makes you think about freedom, even for animals.
Interesting. Moving on to an environmental story now, and this one sounds quite concerning. Insect numbers dropping.
Yes, a study from the University of North Carolina. They looked at flying insects in a really remote, untouched mountain meadow in Colorado.
Untouched, meaning no pesticides, no development.
Pretty much pristine. And yet, they found insect numbers fell by over 72% between 2000 and 2024. A huge drop.
72%? That's staggering. What's causing it if the area is remote?
The researchers concluded it has to be climate change. Specifically, warmer seasons. They found a warmer summer led to fewer insects the next year.
So even in places humans aren't physically disrupting, climate change is having a massive impact.
Exactly. It permeates everywhere, which leads to important discussions. What happens to the ecosystem when insects decline like that? And maybe getting students to think about changes they see locally.
Good points. Okay, let's look at the quote of the day. It's from Manmohan Singh.
Ah, yes. The Indian economist and former prime minister. He was key in modernizing India's economy back in the 90s.
And the quote is, a loser is one who has given up on his dreams. So long as you are trying, you haven't lost yet.
It's a powerful definition of resilience, isn't it? Especially coming from him. But it also opens up a good discussion about his policies. Economic liberalization, globalization. What are the pros and cons?
Right. It's connecting personal resilience to broader economic ideas. Interesting. Lastly, a shift in politics. Former President Trump and Ukraine.
Yes, quite a turnabout. He recently posted on social media that Ukraine is now in a position to fight and win the war. And he was critical of Russia's efforts.
Which is quite different from his previous stance, right?
Very different. It contradicts a lot of his longstanding rhetoric. Reactions were mixed, though President Zelensky in Ukraine welcomed the statement.
Any idea why the sudden change?
Well, experts are suggesting it might be frustration with Putin for not agreeing to a ceasefire. But whatever the reason, it really shows how quickly political rhetoric can change.
And how that language impacts diplomacy, yeah. It raises that question for everyone, really. How do you know who or what to trust when public figures shift their positions so dramatically?
And how does that kind of language from leaders actually affect conflicts? These are complex things for students to grapple with.
Definitely. So those are the key stories, the big conversations happening right now. Science, ethics, AI, climate, politics.
A lot to unpack.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the material being discussed today. We hope these summaries and discussion prompts help you connect with your students and children. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.